Welcome back, Cell Group, to our consideration of last Sunday's Gospel, which was Luke 3, 10 to 18. This section again features John the Baptist. And as the text you can see there in the way of it printed in the parish bulletin, it breaks into two sections. The first section is people coming to Jesus, people coming to John and saying, what must we do? And the first person that comes is a good person, and he challenges that person to be charitable, to look after the man who needs a coat, or the man who needs something to eat. So that's thinking of others, and that's a very much an Advent theme. We turn our attention to friends, relations. We share our food. We have office parties, even in number 10. There's get-togethers. But they have that note of caring for and showing care for other people. And then there are two bad sorts of people who come, tax collectors, who are not only traitors, but are also very often corrupt. And his advice, John's advice, is exact no more than your rate. And equally with soldiers, they can be corrupt as well. They can use their position as armed people to do all sorts of harm, as we know. And they're told no intimidation, no extortion. Be content with your pay. So this is the general theme of repent, the theme that John was preaching. John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. So the people that lined up for baptism were the people that were determined to live this way, this new way, with a new outlook, metanoia, a change of heart. So in the second section, a feeling of expectancy had grown among the people who were beginning to think that John might be the Christ. So Luke then details the differences between John the Baptist and Christ. First of all, the baptism with water, but someone is coming. Now, he doesn't say, is this someone the Messiah, or is he another prophet like Moses or what? Someone who's more powerful than I am, and not fit to undo the strap of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Now, this phrase denotes that Luke is very fond of using the idea of the Holy Spirit, and seeing that the Holy Spirit is behind this new beginning that the Messiah is going to bring. He's also, when you think of it, the author, Luke, of the Acts of the Apostles, which is basically the Acts of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit occurs an awful lot in Luke's Gospel. His winnowing fan is in his hand to clear his threshing floor. Now, the harvest time in farming circles was always a great time of discerning, you know, the quality of the crop and so forth. So this winnowing fan would be a thing that was used. The wheat was tossed in the air, having been threshed, the wheat and the chaff separated. So the whole mixture was tossed in the air, and the wind carried away the chaff, and the wheat fell to the ground. So the chaff then would have been burnt in a fire. The wheat would have been gathered into a barn. It's that great Eucharistic hymn that we sing, the Irish hymn, "In Christ in Sheol, with Christ in the harvest, that we'll be gathered with Christ into the barn." So the chaff then will be burnt into a fire which will never go out. That's another phrase then that occurs in the Gospels, referring to a rubbish dump outside Jerusalem where the fire never went out. You imagine a rubbish dump having rubbish continually added to it, and whatever sort of flickering fire, it always smouldered away. As well as this, there were many other things he said to exhort the people and to announce the good news to them. So John the Baptist, full of joy as he proclaims the gospel, announces the good news that there's a whole new start, that there's someone more powerful than he is coming. And I always think, especially after the tiredness I experienced with being sick of that COVID, you know, the idea of someone more powerful than I am, I find very appealing. And it's good to know that Christ is more powerful than us. God is far more powerful than any of us or anything or any government or any force at work in the world, a force of evil, that Christ is coming into our hearts, into our lives, into our world. So then, some questions for us now. Shuffling papers here. Think about that humility of John when he says someone is more powerful than I am coming. But he's also enthused by his mission to proclaim the good news. So think about a time when you were able to see the good in yourself and you used your gifts without having to score yourself, comparing yourself to somebody else, or even doing something and thinking that you were better than somebody else, but just you were glad you did it and you were glad you were able to do it and there wasn't any thought about anybody else. Another one you could think about, share on, would be the question, what should we do? When you have an attitude then that shows care for other people, how does it make you feel? What effect does it have in your attitude to people generally? A third and final question. John was very direct when people asked him, what should we do? He gave straight answers. He didn't beat about the bush. How about when people told you honestly what they thought about your behaviour when you asked them? And try and be grateful when you recall such friends as that. Okay. So we'll pray now. Almighty God, you sent your Son into a world where the wheat must be winnowed from the chaff, and that evil clings even to what is good. Let the fire of your Spirit purge us of greed and deceit, so that purified we may find our peace in you, and that you may delight in us. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.